some tips on how to draw part one. So make sure that you have your cannon perfectly lined up on this XY axis. You don't want to start drawing until you have that. And over here is showing how I set that up in the cannon layer. So make sure you have that all completely done. All right, now I'm going to make sure I'm in the draw layer. Notice it's got the bluish green showing that it's live. The other thing I'm going to do is that it's selected. Sorry. The other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go in here. I'm going to turn the eyes off on that XY axis guides, and I'm going to make sure I lock that layer before I put it away. And now I'm going to make sure I go back in the draw layer. So we are going to do section one. And one of the reasons we put this on the XY axis and are making this flat graphic is because we could use a lot of the tools to draw this. So make sure you have a stroke, a black stroke. Leave it at one point. We're doing the entire drawing in one point. There's no need for you to use any fill or to change the stroke weight for this assignment. Matter of fact, for this practice, I don't want you doing that. We're going to do that in a more advanced practice after this. So now that I have this blown up, I'm going to draw this hub right here. And the thing I'm going to do is I'm going to draw half this cannon. Then I'm going to copy paste it. Then I'm going to flip it. Now I'm not going to flip it until I have the entire half drawn, except I'm going to make sure I don't draw anything. Do not draw anything that touches this blue guideline. So none of the circles, none of these lines, I will not copy and paste the bolts here from here until I'm totally done and have flipped it. None of these lines are this. Remember the wine glass? Remember how in the wine glass we connected things? That's what we're going to do here at the bottom. But to get started, I'm going to come over here, rip off my tools, because I'm going to use those. I'm also going to be using my pen tool a lot, so I'm going to rip off those tools. I'm going to start with the rectangle, and I'm just going to start up here at the top and basically draw a rectangle. And then if I don't like it, if I think it needs to be bigger or smaller, which I think I've got it pretty good, I can always come back with the black arrow and I can adjust things. Okay, so I can adjust things. I can make it narrower. I don't have to hold the shift key because I'm not doing a proportion size. I'm just moving a line over, which doesn't affect anything. So there is the metal band around that one window. This is a metal band. So is this. So is this. So is this. This is a wooden hub in between. Let me blow it up so you can see these really well. Now, we're going to make an interpretation here. We're telling an audience that this is a wooden hub with metal bands around it. This comes from the fact we're using a drawing that was done with an ink pen, so we don't need to worry about making any humps or lumps or bumps. We do want the curves in here, but for the metal band, all we have to do is this right here. And again, if I don't think it's the right size, and then I can just copy paste it, line it up here. Change the size. And then even though that looks pretty well hidden, that line back there, I like to get rid of those extra lines. So if it goes to printing press, I don't have to worry about maybe those overlapping or not looking clean. So remember how we learned how to get rid of a line? We just click in the middle between two anchor points, even though we can't see it selected, as long as I click between those two anchor points, and then I hit delete. And notice that red line disappeared because we no longer have a line there. So this is a handy trick. Remember how to do that. When you take the white arrow and you click between two anchor points, you're going to lose that part between the two anchor points because that comes in real handy. Okay, now that I've done these two, I'm going to drag across these two with my black arrow and hold my option key. Do you see how it selected both of them? So let me show that again. Click, drag across, hold my option key, copy paste, come up here and get the reflect tool, Double click it. Vertical, horizontal. Let's hit preview and see what we get. Ah, it's vertical. Click OK. Grab my black arrow. Click, hold down my mouse. Move these over. I'm going to line that one up. And if I wanted to, I could have smart guides on. View. Smart guides. I'm going to drag across these two again, hold option key. Now notice I'm holding the option key because I can't drag across all parts of them because the part isn't, look at that, I nailed that even on my own. All right, and using the smart guides, I'm going to make sure I get them lined up nicely. Now, look, this one, there's like some kind of a weird line in there. I'm going to ignore that and think it's just a boo-boo in the drawing, but this one I'm going to move over a little. So I'm going to select it, use my keyboard arrows, and just tip it over just a little, or I could move it over with my mouse. So voila, already got this part done. Now I'm going to take the regular pen tool, come up here. The thing you want to be careful of is you don't want to hit an anchor point. If you hit an anchor point, it's going to be right there on the edge. We don't want that. Come down just a little bit. That kind of shows that the band is over the wooden wheel. I'm going to click and I'm going to drag up. Keeps going to the anchor point. So I'm going to come down a little farther. Click and drag. Click and drag because I want a little curve in there. Now listen, understanding how where to click and drag and how many anchor points to put is part of the learning process. You know, nobody's going to be there and say you got to have 2.3 anchor points within X number of centimeters. You'll get better and better at this as you do it because you'll start to understand where you could use anchor points and when you have too many, and you could always add them and take them out and you can put handles on. So now that I have that drawn, I'm going to take my black arrow and I'm going to select it when I'm happy with it. Okay, select it, do a copy paste because it's the same thing here. Think about it. This is a round hub, but upside down. So I go in and use my old reflect tool, but except this time it should be horizontal, not vertical. All right, let me do this. Let me do this again. Select it. Double click. Because it's on preview, it automatically shows it to me. So I'm going to unclick it from preview. Now I'm going to do horizontal and hit preview. So you notice the last command I gave it is the command that's still on. So I had to kind of be careful there because it looked okay, but I realized it was flipping it the wrong way. So there we go. Look at that. See, almost perfect. Beautiful. So now that I've got that in there, and if I don't like something, I can go back. And the only thing is you want to adjust it before you copy paste it and flip it. Because, sorry guys, because I teach so much on Mondays and Wednesdays and doing these videos. I talk a lot, which gets my throat really dry. So I'm sipping on a little coffee while we're doing this. Look, here's another little place where I can use the rectangle tool and then take out a line. Now over here, I can't copy paste that because this is a little different. Oops. That's the nice thing about smart guides. It tells me when I'm too close. This one is more of a curvature like, whoop, like that. So you notice that my finger slipped on the trackpad here. I really need to clean off this trackpad. So I just can go back and shape it. Once I've got it shaped, I'm going to go ahead, copy paste again. It's something that's round, so it's going to be the same shape, but flipped over on the bottom. Reflect tool. And it's horizontal. I'm going to line that up. Okay, now I got that whole hub done, except for here. Looks to me like this had a cap and it's been opened and there are two bolts there. Now, remember I showed you guys last class how I think it's supposed to be more like this. I could be wrong. It could be like that. You can draw whichever way you think the interpretation should be. I'm going to draw it as if the cap was close. So I'm going to come up and get the ellipse tool, hold my shift key so I can get a circle, take and line my circle up. Oh, I think I nailed that baby. Pretty close. It could maybe be a wee bit bigger, but I'm going to leave it where it is. And then watch this. I'm going to click on that anchor point in the middle and hit delete. And it will take both sides off. And then we're going to go ahead and take the pen tool, click to connect to that anchor point. We've done these a gazillion times. Hit Command or Control and click on the artboard so it stops drawing. Click on that anchor point, see how it all selected, hold my shift key or watch my smart guides and click and let go. And voila, not only are we done, but it looks pretty cool. Now I'm going to draw this bolt. And I'm actually going to kind of draw, at least my interpretation of this bolt, I'm actually going to kind of draw it over here. And I could just draw it like this and draw another rectangle. But you know what I think I'm going to do? Is because then the bolts can be a wee bit, well, you know what? Here's a good time. And I showed you guys how to draw it by copy pasting and making that smaller. But you know, I'm going to show you a little different way in this video. I think I'm going to make that bolt part. And it looks awful when we blow it up like this because we're using, I've got it blown up almost over 1500%. So these black strokes look like they're huge, but they're not. They're still only 1-point strokes, which you kind of got to get used to that visual reference. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to make this a little shorter. Now, I'm going to make this bolt because I'm going to use it in more than this one place. So I wonder, and I've never done this before. So, I mean, on this particular assignment, remember those little round curves? I wonder if we couldn't use those, if I can get it to work here. I wonder if I couldn't use those, yeah, and get a little more of a bolt, like the end of that bolt appearance. Now I'm going to grab it. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to copy paste it. And I'm going to bring it over here and line it up. And then all I have to do is go in, even though it looks almost perfect without taking these lines out. But I'm going to go, because I really want you guys to learn how to take those lines out because you're going to need them in other places. Now I'm going to take and I'm going to grab this entire bolt. I could do it two ways. I could just drag across like this with the black arrow. And I need to rotate it. So I need to rotate it up 90 degrees. To do that, I come get the rotate tool. And I think I do a minus 90. Let's try it. Oh, and I've got it on preview, but it's, there we go. Exactly. So you can put a minus in, or you can just leave it without a minus and get it to move in different directions. So you don't have to worry about going the whole 180 degrees. And then I'm going to go ahead and set it in here. Those smart guides are so cool. They first came out. Sometimes they drive me nuts because they're flashing all, whoops. Now, in this case, I can't delete that side because of the fact that I'll delete this little part. But if I really, 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 really want to be fussy, you guys don't have to be quite this fussy in your drawings because a lot of you are doing these for the first time. But since I'm making this into a video and you can watch, see, here's my problem. I've got that little bit of stuff coming over it. I am going to have to line it up. So you know what? This is one case where I wouldn't take that off. I would leave that line there so that I get this nice clean look. So look at this beautiful cannon wheel that we've drawn so far. Looking pretty good, huh? So now when it comes over here, and I'm actually going to stop this video now because I think this is a good start. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make another little video for other little parts so you can watch those little parts when you need them. All right, so that ends doing the wheel, and you apply a lot of those same techniques throughout here. You can see where you do it here. Remember I talked about I saw this as a 4x4 that was bolted on, so I would not draw this in pieces. And that said, I'm going to move on and I'm going to show you how to draw these hooks. soon as I get to the parts. You'd think by now all the hours I've used Zoom, here we go. I'd know how to do it, but I'm